KP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Police are serving a search warrant at a home in Redlands, California, in connection with today's deadly shooting at a social services facility in neighboring San Bernardino. That shooting left 14 people dead and more than a dozen wounded, some critically. This just in, police say a person was detained tonight who was seen running near a gun battle between officers and two suspects of that deadly shooting. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan also said at a news conference this evening it was not clear if that person is connected to shootings that killed at least 14 people at the Inland Regional Center. Bergwan says two suspects, one male and one female, are dead. Police stopped the SUV they were riding in, which led to a pursuit and a shootout. Because of what happened today, Governor Jerry Brown's office says tonight's lighting of the state Christmas tree has been canceled. The tragedy in California cast a somber mood on the other side of the country at the lighting of the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree.
House Speaker Paul Ryan asked for prayers and a moment of silence for the multiple victims at a social service center. Before lighting the 74-foot Alaskan spruce, he said,
I hope it will be a reminder throughout this Christmas season that even in the darkest of times, God is there.
The speaker added,
and for those of us who are Christians, he gave us his only son.
And then the countdown before throwing the switch.
One.
Steve Coleman, Washington.
A bah humbug kind of day on Wall Street as the Dow plunged 158 points, the NASDAQ down 33, the S&P off 23. This is AP Radio News. By a vote of 359 to 64, the House has approved a wide-ranging education bill.
There was bipartisan support for the Every Student Succeeds Act. It gives states more authority, including how to improve schools and judge teachers, while eliminating what House Education Committee Chairman John Klein called federal micromanagement.
We are replacing the old approach to education with a new approach that will help every child and every school receive an excellent education.
But a key, much-disliked provision of the No Child Left Behind Act is included in the measure: annual reading and math testing of children in grades 3 through 8 and in high school. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
British lawmakers voted today by a wide margin to join the international campaign of airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria after the prime minister asserted that bombing the medieval monsters in their heartland would make Britain safer. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.